Move on to item 8A, staff reports. Gail?
Just a couple of things. One, at this week's, we have a monthly all-staff meeting with all employees, and at this week's meeting, our communications coordinator shared with everyone the different ways in which we reach out to members and the ways that members can reach out, including our website and the new report a death form where folks can go and report a death of a member or beneficiary. There's a contact us form that they can do. There's website feedback form. You know, a lot of these things are now available to us now that we have the new website that has more functionality. So we're trying to avail ourselves to members where we can to make it easier for them to communicate with us. And then we also, you know, we send out a number of letters. We have the newsletters. We do the annual member statements, all of those different things, just so that all employees are aware of the different ways that we communicate with members. And continuing kind of our theme of, you know, cross-understanding of what Sarah are doing. Also, it's that time of year, since we're a December 31 plan, that you know, we're in the middle of having external auditors audit the 2017 year. We are working on our CAFR. Siegel's working on the valuation report. All of these areas coalesce a lot around accounting and investments. And I wanted to particularly acknowledge Henry Godino and the accounting department for all of their hard work around all of those projects. We're actually a bit ahead of schedule when it comes to the CAFR compared to last year. He's actually celebrating 2 years at Cicero at the end of this month.
Nice.
So we're very pleased to have him.
I saw that on LinkedIn, so I knew it must have been true.
So just confirming that for you. Not everything on LinkedIn is quite there. But
I think you're right.
And then also, you know, I'd mentioned previously that there had been some data issues with the county. A number of different things. It looks like most of it's been resolved now with the help of the county. I appreciate their partnership with that.
I hope it's done.
The big area that it's really impacted has been our member services department. Our member services manager is Colin Bishop, who came to us from another 37 Act plan. And that past experience, I think, really has served him well, where he was able to come in with this, you know, hit the ground running. He's done a great job back in member services, and there's a number of different data projects that run through that area, as well as reciprocity and other functions as well. So I wanted to acknowledge Colin's effort. Excellent. And then lastly, retirement services. We have Tim Hoppe as our retirement services manager. I think he's been doing a great job. He oversees the counselors, techs, retirement services coordinator, disability counselors, a variety of different items that are handled in that area. And I think he's done a wonderful job. So I wanted to acknowledge him for that.
Great. So
that's all I had.
Great. And I've been told not to call him Colin for no good reason.
Right? He's ready if you need a plug. Yeah,
he could be my, you know, I'm sorry we had to bump Matt Damon. So, outside professionals report, Ed.
Nothing, sir.
Thank you. Trustee comments.
I do have some notes from the SACRS conference, and everybody else who attended certainly jump in with additions, corrections, different view, but I might start out saying Gabe was clearly the non-Dan McAllister who got recognized the most.
Yes.
And congratulations on that.
Rightly so.
He was clearly given lots of credit by Dan and others, and it was a great meeting, by the way.
Thank you.
My quick notes that I hope are of interest to the group as a whole, from Steve Wesley, who was the controller of California at one point, ran against Phil Angelides, I guess I'm remembering that right, for the Democrat nomination to run against Schwarzenegger, lost that. Phil ran against Schwarzenegger and then lost. Anyway, interesting speaker. Gabe and I ended up in lunch with him on top of that. Quick, 50% of all California power will be renewable by the year 2020. Tesla Model 3 will be the largest selling vehicle in 2019.
If they don't go bankrupt first.
Or well, they fix the brakes.
These are broad opinions, obviously, yes, that you may or may not agree with. Control of the global economy is now down to California or China. He thinks Villagrosa, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, will be our next governor. And peak oil demand will hit in 1 to 2 years. So if you're thinking about holding oil companies or car companies or any of the rest, you might want to reconsider. Todd Burkholz was the next general speaker. He spent a lot of time on why rich nations fail, too much debt, population having fewer children, people not paying taxes, and able-bodied men elect not to work. Interesting.
Oh, that's a statement. What?
This is broadly rich nations. Trustee breakout.
Right.
Todd and I were in on that. Long discussion on whether affiliates should be part of the SACRS meeting.
Wow.
Typically by newer, I might say, attendees to that was sort of my view, but. Mm-hmm. Lots didn't appreciate the fact that we get all these speakers because we're big enough to warrant both being of interest to them and paying them. Very mixed opinions on the value of trustee due diligence. Some thought it was of no value. Some thought it was of high value. Anyway, no resolution on a clear overall, but lots of discussion on that. No clear agreement on the value or lack of value of ESG. Again, lots of discussion, kind of interesting. And four, this is my take, a clear recognition that investing locally has lots of potential for problems. Once you set a precedent in doing so, very hard to manage going forward. Again, all topics that obviously are real potentially to us. Spencer Stone, for those who were there, he was in the 517 to Paris train incident. He had the lead role in attacking the terrorist, got injured in the process, and one other individual injured to a certain degree. His two buddies right behind him, lots of recognition for that. He clearly was an average guy, just in terms of style, but a very touching story. And I think everyone who watched it came away. Don't let your life not have meaning. I think that was basically the theme coming in, and what it did to him to change his life. But very interesting.
In 6 weeks, he also talked about how 6 weeks after that happened, he was stabbed four times in his heart, lung, liver, and an inch with his spinal cord.
Yeah. In a bar fight.
Happened to you,
in
too?
In a bar fight, yeah.
I had forgotten about that.
Fully recovered.
Yeah. A week after that, he bought a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Figured he was about due.
Well, he did suggest, he also starred in his own movie that Clint Eastwood produced. Decided he's now going forward in the acting profession.
Yes.
That's his immediate objective. Securities litigation. Most common theme, lack of oversight by corporate boards of directors. Trump University played to people's fantasies. Thermos, for those of you who have been following lots of it recently in the news, do not fall for board or investor star power. Thermos being a good example of a lots of board of directors, star power, absolutely zero value, made a disaster. And be particularly cautious with those admonitions with private equity and alternative investments. Are we leaving the Goldilocks environment? China's growth will continue to slow. Growth in spending is increasing faster than the growth in personal income. Savings rates are too low. Markets will peak in 2019 and start to decline, and those who favor lower taxes lack empathy. That came very clearly with the speakers.
I know which side of the aisle he or she is from.
This was two she's, I think, but they clearly suggested there were some out in the audience that lacked empathy.
Wow. Talk about biting the hand that feeds
you. The final one, disruptive innovation. Five historic innovations going on now, the clear theme being that five is a very large number at any quarter. DNA, healthcare being deflationary. A revolutionary time for life sciences. This is looking the theme. Robots and artificial intelligence, invest in NVIDIA, energy storage, basically batteries. Tesla is leading the charge. Next general internet advance is machine learning. Lots of the learning is just way too much data, way too much information for humans to master. Has to be machine. And finally, blockchain technology.
No artificial intelligence?
So he said AI.
I did. AI. No, that was the second one, robots and AI.
AI.
Sorry.
What was the last one, John?
Blockchain technology.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is obviously a piece of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are my notes on it. It was really an interesting conference, I thought, in having those of us who were able to be there really think beyond this quarter. This quarter is very important, but you know, if you took this at pure face value, you might be getting out of oils and automobile manufacturing, for example.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you'd get on the waiting list for the Tesla.
Yes.
Very bullish. They'll be coming out.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They're going to increase their production to 6 or 7 a month. Have you seen the latest thing on this stuff? I mean, it's kind of the stuff that the firefighters were doing with solar roof, but that one Tesla, the terrible crash, the guy died in the accident. But once they trashed the car, several days later, it burst into flames spontaneously in the wrecking yard. So that's an issue with these batteries. And then that guy who, one way or another, drove off Crow Canyon Road just recently into the pond. Those firefighters ended up calling Tesla to find out if it was okay to get into the pond try and pull the water or the car out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
there's some issues.
Good luck.
See, if we burn through a couple of billion in cash here, there'd be an issue about that, right? Yeah.
Not there.
Apparently not.
Any other trustee comments? Anyone want to follow John? seeing none, agenda's complete, meeting adjourned.